All right. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. We got myself, Alex Truck, the number one fucking funniest dude in the room, and my wife over here.
I mean, you're the only dude in the room.
I was hoping like the fucking male cat would be in here.
Right? No, he's in his castle.
Got a retarded cat. Well, in other news, Colorado is still fucking snowing. So if you live out here in Colorado, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for me. I have to deal with all this fucking shitty snow. Fuck the snow. We're done with it, okay?
I hate living here. I want summer.
I mean, eventually we're going to...
triple digits.
We're going to move to Japan one day.
I want warm feet.
I mean, you can just wear the fucking Uggs I got you.
I do.
You can wear them more. You can wear them on the couch.
I keep leaving them at work.
You leave them at... Why?
Because I wear them to work in the morning, and then when I get to work, I change into my work shoes, and I put my boots under my seat where I put all my stuff, and then I forget to... And then, like, I'll be driving home, like, halfway home, and I'll be like, my boots.
You know what I do to prevent that?
Please bless me with knowledge.
Okay, this is really... You know,
I know I'm stupid. Please help me.
The best way I do it is I wear my work shoes to work.
No, my work shoes are awful and they hurt my feet.
Then get better work shoes.
No, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, fucking trust me. My Wolverine boots were not fucking cheap.
I know. Like, I need to get like the orthopedic ones and I need to get this stupid specific insert.
I have two pairs of them, too. I have like my nice fucking pair for going out. And my fucking work boots that I just like, I tromp through the water with them.
Preferably, I drive with no shoes on whatsoever.
So, yeah, it's still winter out here. Welcome to hell. And in other news, earlier tonight, I ate a whole fucking shitload of eggs. Questionable eggs.
They were not questionable.
They're fucking questionable.
They are not questionable. They're eggs.
Considering the fact that I don't know when
When was their date?
Last month.
Oh my God. It's an egg.
It was supposed to be sold last month.
So what?
It's the end of this month.
So what? They're eggs. They don't go bad that fast. Like, if it's like a fish stock or something, then yeah, that's bad. But they're eggs. They're encapsulated in calcium.
I'm just...
That was very fun to say.
Encapsulated in calcium. I'm like waiting for like my body to be like, what the fuck did you... Like, I mixed the eggs with like top ramen and like some... like soup that was like already in the pan.
So did you hard boil the eggs or did you scramble them in the soup?
I literally just cracked them right into the pan and just got a little whisk or not a whisk, but a little.
Oh, so like a pad thai?
Kind of.
Okay.
And I like took all the water and like just congealed it. I'm like, cool. And it was great. It tasted good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it going in. Now I'm like, expecting like halfway throughout this entire podcast for me to just be like, oh shit, and like, you know, shit myself a little bit. Oh yeah, and we're also waiting for Courtney. She may or may not come in. I don't know. But we do got fucking news. We got news of the world.
Worldly news.
Worldly news. Not all of it's great, but you know, let's start off with some better news. Japan approves the abortion bill for abortion bill. Yeah, that too. Abortion pill for the first time.
Whoop whoop.
So the health ministry gives a green light for the two-step treatment to end pregnancies up to 9 weeks.
This shit's important.
Yeah.
Thank God for Plan B.
You know, Joanne has like stairs. Like they have temples and you can just push these bitches down these stairs and she has like a broken arm and no more baby.
I know, but this way she doesn't have to, like, actually harm herself to get rid of it.
I'm sure they have wire coat hangers in Japan.
Obviously, but this is safe.
Like, all you have to do if you have, like, a baby you don't want in, like, Japan is, like, just do seppuku, like, puh, puh, but it, like, only kills the baby. and like just like super glue your stomach back shut.
Wait, say that again.
Seppuku.
No, what? Glue the stomach back together?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where? The baby came out of the stomach.
Yeah, the stomach area, yes.
Okay, thank you. I needed area. I was legit wondering if you were that stupid for a half second.
I understand the babies come out of the uterus, but like the fucking uterus is, and the baby is like right, you know, like here and here.
Yes, in the air. It is an area. It is not from your stomach.
I mean, I love eating babies. I ate like 9 of them today.
Are they babies if they're unfertilized?
Technically, yes. Like, if I was to eat like an entire like period, I guess I would be like eating a baby.
What?
It's plenty of blood with it.
What?
The egg is coming in. If I was to get my red wings the hard way.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I said that joke at work once, and like Denise was so grossed out. Like, she was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, you've never heard of that? She's like, that's disgusting. And I'm like, you've never had period sex? She's like, no. And I'm like, it's fine.
Girl, have some period sex. Just use like a brown towel when you put it down. Don't use a white one. That one will fucking be ruined forever.
Exactly.
It'll be orange. I don't know why. It'll be orange.
And towels are made to get dirty. Like, God. God forbid you get a towel and dirty.
And then, you know. Just like, this is a guest towel now that we have period sex on all the time.
Ew, that's nasty.
That's so great. It's just like, you know, just like, ugh. It's like, you know, then your mom comes over and it's like, why does this towel like crusty? It's like, we washed it 3 times. I have no idea. It's just a crusty towel now.
Wait, you're assuming I don't know how to get blood out of material?
Out of a brown towel? No.
I literally work in the medical field. I can get blood out of anything.
Yeah. So this is her confession. So when I end up dead, you know, come back to this episode.
It will be painless. I promise.
She will have no idea how to take down the episodes of the podcast.
Oh, I will have no idea whatsoever.
Since I'm the only one that does them.
Yeah. I don't have the patience for computer stuff.
This is what I hate about old people. I'm just going to say this. Is... Like, old people are cocky motherfuckers when it comes to everything until they fucking forget the password to their Facebook, or they don't know how to get into their email, or their fucking Wi-Fi goes down. They're all big and bad, and I'm the fucking patriarch, and it's like, grandson, will you come over and help me, you know, get my Wi-Fi back up and working? Oh, I thought you were the Mr. Know-It-All. Fuck you. No. So you can be a creep on the internet? Fuck off.
Although sometimes they're kind of adorable when they're like that.
This is why I don't do fucking computer work. Is because if you do computer work, you know, working in an office, you're going to have a boss that has no fucking idea what you're doing and just demands unreasonable shit. Or if you're working with people, you know, they're going to be like, oh, I unplugged my internet because, you know, I didn't know. I thought I had a virus, and like, we'll plug it back in. That way I can, you know, use TeamViewer and get into your fucking computer and see what the hell is going on. But what most people don't understand is you can just, like, if you have a virus, run Malwarebytes, run Spybot Search and Destroy in that order. Go to Malwarebytes, you know, .org or whatever the fuck it is, download it, run it, boom. And then Spybot Search and Destroy, run it, boom. And most of your fucking problems are going to be taken care of right then and there.
So a huge chunk of my clientele are elderly couples, like a huge chunk of it. And so like, I'm stuck in this quasi phase where like, they're so old, they don't even have an email and they don't have a text. And so everything has to be done manually with them. Like, you got to print stuff out, and like, it's much harder to communicate with them, especially over the phone. Like, it's, I have to like take care of these types of people sometimes, and I honestly find it rather endearing.
Fax machines still fucking exist for no good reason.
No, we have a fax machine at my work, and we use faxes every day. Like, what the fucking fuck? There's email. Why do we have a fax machine? It is wasting paper. It is destroying our planet. It is an absolute cunt fucker and never ever works.
See, yeah, I'm like, why?
Oh, that was good to get off my chest.
Why the fuck? Just learn to. It's like, oh, we only accept faxes. It's like, what are you, in 1988? You fucking old fuck.
Oh, my God.
I hate these people. They're, like, old fucking people are the cockiest, most condescending motherfuckers on the planet, and I hate them most of the time. Like, they're adorable little grandmas at times, but, you know, when it comes to computers, oh, I know everything, but can I get your help? No, now you can't. Go fuck yourself, Gladys. You know, hopefully you don't lose your job because you have no fucking idea how to work a computer.
Names are weird.
I mean, Gladys is just a typical old lady name at this
point. I know, but like, it was like a phase of like, names are just weird in general.
Yeah, they were fucking, back in Bible days, it was John, Luke, Matt?
Matthew
and
Nicholas.
No, who are the four apostles? Like the four books.
Oh, Peter.
The book of Peter?
No. Okay, I don't know. Actually, this is
John, Luke.
There's a Luke?
Yeah, the book of Luke.
Like Skywalker?
Yes, Luke. Luke.
Okay.
The book of John, the book of Luke.
Is there a Paul or a Saul?
I don't know. I see.
Because, like, the dude who stuck his fingers in the holes is not one of the top four. And his name is Matthew.
He's like, can I penetrate you, Jesus? Oh. and Jesus looks at him, and he's like, can I penetrate you now? He's just like a Catholic priest to a little boy.
Jesus Christ is a Catholic priest.
Yeah, that's a whole fucking joke.
Oh.
You know,
I'm sorry. I had to explain it to myself.
The little boy penetrated him, and then Jesus fucked him in his butt. You know, anal sex isn't a sin, according to Christians or Catholics. Yeah, Catholics, you know, only vaginal sex is real sex. Anal sex, do it all day. That's why if you want to do some crazy butt stuff with a girl, find a good Catholic girl. She'll let you do some crazy butt stuff. In fact, she won't even understand how to get pregnant. These dumb bitches. But I respect the bitches. Or is that? Oh, yeah. Fucking, you can now abort babies in Japan. So it's usually up to 22 weeks. Abortion is legal in Japan up to 22 weeks, which is, you know, ridiculous. It should be up to like 122 weeks. But, you know, who am I to complain? That's almost 3 years old or 2 years old.
Whatever. Okay.
It, like, they hit the terrible.
It's 124 would be two exactly, right?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm right.
Probably. I don't do math like that. Like, I don't, you know. If you're one of these crazy mothers out there that fucking, you know, my son is, you know, 3 months old. Cool. If you're like, my son is 19 months old, shut the fuck up, bitch. You have a almost 2-year-old.
Okay. I accept it up to 18, and that's my cutoff.
No.
That's my cutoff.
I accept it up to 11. At 11, you have at 12 months, you have a 1-year-old. And that's it. You don't get to go by months anymore. Now you're going by years.
Well, no, it's a medical thing. So, like, on the medical side, we continue to count in weeks and months until they reach a certain, like, level. Like, once they're, like, 3 years old, then we'll start, like, defining them by years. But, like, the months are really crucial when they're younger because they're doing so much growing.
It's like when you have dollars. It's like, I have $15. I have $16. But once you get up to $100, you don't say, I have $127. Yeah, I have over $100.
Yeah, that's why it's in the medical field, not layman's terms.
That's why I love layman's terms. They're just so fucking simple. It's like, I have $13. It's like, cool. Yeah, I know exactly how much money you have. You have $13. If you can fucking pull it out and count it, boom, 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 you're fine. But stop fucking, you know, like, I have a kid that's, you know, 72 weeks old. Shut the fuck up, Sharon, dumb cunt. I hate these women. I've been alive for 31 years. Never have I ever met a man that knows the age of his child.
You're turning 32 this year.
Yeah, my dad has no idea how old I am.
Of course he doesn't. Do you know how old your dad is?
No, of course not.
Exactly.
I don't know what month he was born in.
You can't be mad if you can't do the same.
No, I'm not mad. Why would I be mad? I'm like, good. Please don't fucking call me on my birthday. You're going to. I know you're going to. And I don't want anyone to fucking even acknowledge the fact that I'm getting older.
I'm sorry. Your family loves you.
My dick is working less and less. Like, my dick is like thinking it's retirement time. It's like, I don't have to work no more. I'm old and retired. I'm like, dick, no, we're like 31. Like, we still have like another 20 years. And he's like, fuck. I'm like, oh, wait, no, sorry, dick. He's like, oh, thank God. 40 years. What? Fuck!
That's just like the one problem.
I know. It's this is really what it is.
No, it required lab work to confirm.
That I'm having low testosterone?
Yeah. Do you want to take some of mine?
No. No, you I'll like punch you or something. I don't know. I still get a boner.
I hate my new birth control.
I'm just, you know, at like in your 20s, like as a dude in your 20s, you're not thinking about or in your 20s you're thinking about sex every single day. I want pussy. How am I going to get pussy?
So have as much sex as you can or want.
Yeah.
Ideally both.
Be a man whore in your 20s. No problem.
Women can be whores too and be nice and it'd be fine.
Have as much sex as you want. Who fucking cares? I'm not going to judge you if you're out there sucking and fucking all day. I don't care. If you want to fucking, you know, suck and fuck a dude or a woman or a trans person.
So do Christians
person,
just have like bad sex all the time?
They just don't know how to have sex because they shame them until they die.
Like, that sounds so uncomfortable.
It is. That's why fucking religion sucks. That's why fucking Catholic priests need to fuck little boys. I'm like, I get it to a point, but stop. Like, don't fuck little boys. That's awful. But yeah, I mean, just,
What? Sorry, no, I'm just belching a little bit. Sorry.
Yeah, that's gross. Like, yeah. Right in the microphone.
That's why I tried to put my hand up, but it didn't happen in time.
You're like, burp. I'm like, yeah, cool. You're like fucking having like a crocheted condom.
Oh my God,
right,
if you get to belch around the house, so do I.
Yeah, I don't belch in the microphone.
In the microwave?
Yeah, neither. Because of fucking... Oh, yeah, fucking, I, like, looked up Florida stories, and I did not have to look far. Volusia County, Florida. Volusia, yeah. A certified nursing assistant who is working as an in-home caregiver in Deltona is accused of defrauding her older Alzheimer's patient for more than $7,000.
Oh, what a piece of shit. But also, like... Is it hard? It'd be kind of hard not to.
The woman allegedly opened a credit card and the victims, no. This is an old Alzheimer's bitch that the family didn't want to take care of. That ain't no victim. In order to pay for plastic surgery for herself. Yeah, get it, girl. You know.
Like tits or others? Like, does it?
Probably tits. Like, you know, it's definitely not her face. Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah. No, her bone structure. That looks like fucking...
She has like a giraffe neck. It's crazy.
And
Tiffany
her cheeks
Acuna.
Are so round. And like, she could just be looking naturally like that too. Like, we could be completely misjudging her natural face.
It's like, do something with your hair. Like, that's like the fucking just long hair.
You're not going to get good quality photos when you're being fucking arrested.
I love the fact that her face is like all red. And she's like, ugh. Like, don't cry if you get arrested. Like, it's fine. It's not the end of your goddamn world.
I would cry if I got arrested. I hate that.
I've been arrested. I'm like, yeah.
I would cry, though.
I'm like sitting in the back. I'm like, oh, dude, you have like little cutouts for my arms back here? This is actually pretty nice. Like, stand here, sir. I'm like, all right, you know, fucking high five. He's like, ah. I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. My arms are rested behind my back. What's wrong with your hand?
My burn itches. Yeah.
According to the sheriff's report, she wanted to sign a written agreement that she would pay him $1,000 every month until the money was returned in order to prevent criminal charges. Yeah. Oh, the fucking husband just didn't want to fucking deal with his dumb bitch wife. Got a credit bill in his wife's name with a balance. Don't put it at her fucking house, you dumb retard. Have fucking paperless bills. You're just a fucking amateur. Like, this is how fucking dumb these fucking bitches are.
She got a butt lift. What?
A Brazilian butt lift and an arm lipo. So she had fucking...
She got rid of her wings?
Got rid of her wings, I guess.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I was hoping she'd get like a tit job or something that'd make her money after. Like, get a fucking tit job and then go to jail for that and then start an OnlyFans the second you get out. I guarantee you it's like, hey, yeah, here's your fucking money. I made this in the first day I got out of fucking prison. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to Dr. Phil and becoming fucking rich and famous. Dumb asshole. And I hope your fucking dumb bitch wife dies.
Although, it could be she reached a point where he hit care fatigue and he just had to give up.
Yeah, let her die!
If I get Alzheimer's, do you promise to kill me? I don't want to die like this.
The wife's not dead. She's just $7,000 in debt.
I don't want to get to that point, though.
Oh, trust me, like, I'll, you know, like, forget to feed you. Like,
that is also not how I want to go.
I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot to feed my wife. You know, oh, no, it's a skeleton. Ah, I've been playing video games for too long. Here, eat this.
No, the cats have eaten me.
Like, Mochi, not her eyeballs. Is the pussy still intact? Oh, man. The pussies ate the pussy. That's my job, you assholes. Chai Chi, get that fucking...
Ew, no. Nah, that was too far. Ew.
Get that clitoris out of your mouth. Ew. Drop the clitoris. Runs away with it. Spit out that clit ring.
Oh my God, at least don't swallow the fucking piercing. Jesus Christ. It'll show up on x-ray. One time, our clinic cat literally ate a fucking paperclip in front of us. Like, he just fucking ate it, and we were like, what the fuck? And so we went and took fucking x-rays, and we could see it in his stomach, and so we made him vomit. And he also vomited up, like, string and some gauze and, a bottle cap. We were all like, what the fuck is wrong with this cat? This is why you don't get orange catch. This is orange catch vibes. I'm not saying that right.
Orange cat vibes, but... You just, like, show him, like, a video of, like, the dick cheese.
Like, I have a picture of that on my phone. Don't get an orange cat unless you're prepared. If you get an orange cat, get cat insurance. That's the best way to handle that.
Yeah. Acuna allegedly told them the victim gave her permission to use her identity to obtain cosmetic surgery.
Yes, she's has Alzheimer's. It was very easy to get her to do that.
She has since posted a $10,000 bond and is out of jail. Said it was a misunderstanding and she's hired an attorney to resolve it. Yeah, it's $7,100. If it was like $50,000, it'd be something else. It's a fucking, you know, couple days working as a certified nursing assistant.
I don't know if CNAs make that much money.
I mean...
They're like kennel techs. Yeah, they're literally kennel techs.
All it would take is like just like 2 months to really make that kind of money. You just have to work a lot. And nurses make a ton of money because they're not allowed to sleep. They don't get time off. Hey, can I have this weekend off? Oh, you hear Karen over here? She wants a weekend off. Oh, what a retard.
Yeah, you make sacrifices to be in the medical field, but it's worth it.
It's like,
it's
worth
it.
I don't want to be vomited on this weekend. I'm getting married. I put in for the time off forever ago. It's like, ooh, yeah, you probably shouldn't have been a fucking nurse. Go be a doctor, you dumb hoe.
Fuck being a doctor. I don't want to be a vet.
So, yeah.
Nope.
I feel like this woman is, innocent, but she is too ugly to start an OnlyFans. Sorry, bitch.
She is too ugly to start an OnlyFans. She is guilty.
Oh, yeah. So, bad news. The United States has resumed the production of nuclear warheads after a 32-year hiatus. So, we're back to making some nukes. We're back to being number one.
Like, that's just so fucked up.
Yeah, that we have 32-year-old nukes. Ugh. Fucking throw that old garbage away. It's like ran by a Nokia cell phone. I thought we were making new nukes all the fucking time. I thought we were, like, updating our shit. Just, ugh. Yeah, since the dissolution of the Soviet Union, which occurred 32 years ago. Oh, the news gets worse.
No, I don't want it to get worse. I'm already crying.
Texas man kills five neighbors after they complained of his gunfire. Oh, yeah, no. Look at that fucking house. They have Christmas lights up still?
Wait, how do you know it's him and not the sheriff? Because he's wearing a fucking star.
That is the sheriff. That's the cop. But this is the fucking house.
Oh, I thought that was, like, the dude.
No, that's obviously not the dude that fucking killed people. You want to have hands on your hips and
so
a fucking...
So do they all have to wear a hat? Do all Texans wear those type of hats? Like, is it a thing? Are you supposed to wear the hat?
Yeah, because you can put it sideways when you're given head.
Why does that matter?
Because, you know, only steers and queers come from Texas, and these guys don't have horns.
I have no idea what you just said.
Only steers and queers. Steers like a cow, and queers like a gay man.
But steers have been neutered.
Okay. It's like a rhyming scheme thing to make fun of Texans. We're calling all Texans gay. Because it's fun to do because they have guns. It's like, you know, antagonizing a man with a gun. Like, these people are fucking dead. A Texas man went next door with his rifle and fatally shot five of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old boy. I hope this guy's dead. After they asked him to stop firing rounds in his yard because they were trying to sleep. Oh, yeah, he's still at large. 38-year-old Francisco Oropiza. Names are not my strong suit. Never have been. Yeah.
I couldn't do any better, babe.
Oropiza remains at large. Yeah, no, of course he's still fucking armed. Duh. He just killed five people and a fucking child. I guarantee you this. Yeah, he could be anywhere now. Yeah, he's in Mexico for sure. 8 and 31 years old.
So it's like not that much. It's not that, like, uncommon for, like, cats to have, like, foreign names and stuff. And so whenever I come across one, I Google the white way to pronounce it. And then I'll put, like, a phonetic, I think the word's phonetic spelling of it next to the name. So when a client comes in, we can all say the cat's name correctly. Does phonetic think what I think it means?
Oh, they're all from Honduras. So I guarantee you they didn't come over and nicely tell him to fucking shut it down. I guarantee you that, you know, they just came over and like, we're going to fucking kill you if you don't shut that gun up. You know, and then he's like, okay. And just came over and fucking calmly killed all of them. But it's like killing an 8-year-old. Yeah, that, like, if everyone there was like adults.
But isn't it nicer instead of the 8-year-old like now having to like live with the traumas and of the entire trauma of his family being shot and having to deal with that on his own? Like, it was kind of nicer to just put him out of that misery. I'm sorry, that's my logic. It was the kind thing to do.
I mean, the kind thing to do is not go over there and kill everybody and, you know, just fucking put a, you know, bullet in your own fucking head. And then, you know, the 8-year-old's like, well, my neighbor killed himself once upon a time. Whatever. And he like left a suicide note saying he's going to kill all of us or himself. And he fucking did the right thing. What a hero. But yeah, you can't kill children. No, that's against the rules. But yeah, they were all, you know, not people from America. So
does that matter?
Yeah, of course it matters.
Why does that matter?
Because it wasn't Americans dying.
So they're less important to
yeah,
you?
Of course, yeah.
Duh. Oh, God.
Yeah, of course. Why would I don't care about Honduran people.
I forget you're in my tribe.
Yeah. Fucking people came over to my country and started killing my people. I'm Native American. And so now I don't care about anybody else. Most people are shitty.
All people are shitty. I'm a shitty person somewhere, I'm sure.
So, yeah, hopefully that guy gets caught. Hopefully he goes to jail forever, or hopefully they just kill him to death. Honestly, I hope they just shoot him to death. But on some good news, back to the good news.
Oh, there's still good news?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
The best news. Denver residents could earn $1,000 masturbating as part of an orgasm advisory job. So
this is cool.
Yeah, this is Love Honey. It is a sex toy company. Is doing a tour around like 16 different cities, and Denver is one of them. So you have from May 1st to May 31st to apply for this. This is like one of the few stories I actually like read all the way. And they just pretty much want to, you know, like, hey, tell us about, you know, masturbating. They're looking for people with all experience levels and, sexual awareness, events will be held on 16th Street Mall outside of Coors Field, you know, with people of all experience levels.
What are experience levels? Like how many times you've masturbated?
Yeah. Like how much experience do you have with like vibrator, dildos, you know, butt plugs, that sort of shit. But it is a UK-based fucking sexual wellness brand.
Well, obviously this couldn't originate in fucking America because they're fucking prudes.
So yeah, you can literally go in and yeah, one stop in a 16-city tour for the US and Canada. Tour began on May 6th in New York, stop in L.A., Austin, Toronto, San Francisco, Phoenix.
Of course they have to stop in San Francisco.
Phoenix, Philadelphia, Chicago, Montreal, Las Vegas, Seattle, Atlanta, Miami.
Again, a good
Houston,
choice.
Houston, Cheyenne. So, and Denver, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be fucking great. There's, you know.
Oh my God, they have stats?
Yeah. Butt plugs, clitoral suction stimulator, everything.
Jesus Christ, California is buying a fuck ton of sex toys.
So in addition to $1,000 a year, so it's not, you know, you're not getting a fucking shitload. Each member will get $250 worth of sex toys delivered each month. The job entails masturbating with the toys and reporting back to the company to help improve its line of pleasure-giving products.
That is a fucking fantastic deal considering how expensive sex toys are.
Members will also post reviews. They can be anonymous of the items. Only 10 lucky people will be chosen to join the board. People can apply online between May 1st and May 31st. Love Honey is hoping for a competitive application process on its maiden voyage. So, if you want to fucking masturbate and, you know, get a couple bucks, fucking go to Love Honey. And they might be able to, you know, help you out. And for the last story of the day, a sperm donor, father of at least 550 kids, is banned from donating any more sperm.
Oh my God. Thank God. That is such a fucking fun. Fucking bottleneck of genetic. It's right there. That shit's fucked up.
A Dutch court banned on Friday a man from donating any more of his sperm
after he fathered at least 550 children in the Netherlands and other countries and misled prospective parents about the number of offspring he helped to conceive. Ooh, yeah, that's probably where you fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
A judge at the Hague District Court ordered a halt in the injunction brought blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Sperm donors are allowed to produce a maximum of 25 children within 12 mothers, and the donors lie to prospective parents about this donation history.
This is like some fucked up flex.
The donor, identified as Jonathan M., under Dutch privacy guidelines, provided sperm to several Dutch fertility clinics and to a clinic in Denmark, as well as many other people he connected with advertisements on online forums. So, yeah, he was just, you know, handing out his sperm willy-nilly, Genghis Khan-ing it all up.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
And honestly, I don't have a problem with it. There's definitely going to be two of his children that fuck.
Yes. There will.
And, yeah. It'll be like a weird Alabama-Netherlands thing.
So, like, 90% of all cattle, like, dairy and fucking meat, like, all of it, the entire fucking world is usually used by about 8 bull samples in total. And so, like, back in, like, 19 whatever the fuck, when beef got super expensive, like, out of nowhere, it was because one of the bulls they chose for the entire fucking world passed on this genetic code that started fucking up the babies while they were in the womb. And so, like, everybody was, all these calves and shit were, like, dying, and, like, the cows were dying, and, like, it was a big thing. Okay, having a large amount of people fathered by one genetic code, it's very dangerous. This is where stupid people come from, because they're interbred with other stupid people.
Oh no, my God. The stupid people just come from Facebook.
Am I mitropping stupid people?
Yep.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. I feel less bad now that I'm thinking about it more.
We do got the "Am I the asshole?" Am I the asshole for telling my grandmother she is not allowed on my property that used to be a family property? I, 22 female, decided to look for a house a while back. I ended up seeing my aunt's property for sale. Now, this used to be the family hangout. Parties, cook-offs, just a little get-together. D got my other aunt, who owned it after my uncle died, to give it to her by saying she can stay on the property. I don't know who the fuck D is.
Yeah, I'm very confused by this.
Ended up kicking her off after it was all in her name. Me and my gram do not get along. Jesus Christ, read your fucking shit before you post on the internet. Gabby G 2022? Is that when you were born? Fuck. Me and my gram do not get along, as she's always tried to frame me for stuff my cousin's done. Called me a mutt and just said how I look like a dyke and so much more, but that's another story.
Oh my God.
I ended up buying the property. Good for you, girl. Hell yeah, girl.
At 22?
At 22.
Fuck yeah.
You know. And it's a good 4 acres and all. I ended up having certain family visit, the ones I trust, since I really don't like anyone in my business. Well, my gram called, asking if she can come over and take a walk to remember the old times. No, bitch, you're old and you can't walk. I just told her she's not allowed to step on my property since I don't trust her. She just hung up, so I left it at that. I decided to treat myself to my favorite restaurant and was having me a drink and watching the basketball game. And she came up and begged. I said, sorry, but I do not trust her, and I do not feel comfortable with her around me. And to please leave me alone. She only wanted to ask me a favor, and she had the audacity to ask if I could give half the property to my cousin. I told her, I will not, as it is my property, and I can do whatever I want. and I do not want her anywhere near me, especially as my neighbor. She said, I'll regret it, and left. I didn't take it to heart. Last night, I heard my dogs going off. Yeah, you can just call them barking. I went to look and ended up finding her damaging my fence, my RV connections, and including my friend's RV who was staying there at the time. I called the police, and I did press charges. Her claim is she did it because it isn't fair that I'm doing well and my cousin is not. Tough shit. Fucking tell your cousin to do better, I guess. The thing is, I work and my cousins expect everything handed to her. I work hard for my money as I do oil field. Hell yeah. I know exactly what you do. And now she's facing a couple years in jail. My family is saying I'm taking it too far, but I feel I'm just. It just got to the point where I'm getting constant messages and calls saying I'm going to hell. So I want to ask, am I the asshole?
I need to digest this.
Bitch, no. Okay? So your aunt sold the property. You bought the property. Working in the oil field is not a fun fucking thing. You don't get a whole lot of time to yourself. And you just bought a property. Good for you. You're 22. You know, that's what I did when I was your fucking age. I fucking worked hard out in the oil fields. I did North Dakota. And, yeah, I mean, I feel like you're down in the South. You know, Graham, that's like a Texas thing. So, I feel like you're down in, like, Texas. And, no, you're not the asshole. Not at all. Tell your grandma to fuck off. And the fact that she came over and destroyed your shit because you're doing well because you want to bust your ass and your cousin doesn't want to go out in the oil field. Guess what? The oil field can use a ton of help. It loves help. It loves fucking new blood. Come on out. Fucking work the oil fields. Work 100-hour weeks. Do that shit and you can go fucking buy some cool shit. But no. I don't feel bad for this grandma. Let her go rot a couple years in jail. I'm sure she'll get off in, you know, early for a good time. Cut ties with your family and just be like, yeah, go fuck yourselves. Fucking keep working in that oil field. Make that money. You know, build yourself a nice little house. Do whatever you want to do. But yeah, you don't owe your cousin anything. Like, if he's your brother, maybe. That you have a better argument for that. Or your sister, maybe. But, you know, if your grandma's over there insulting you, calling you a bunch of fucked up names, yeah, no, you don't get to, you know, be a piece of shit to me and then expect me to be civil and pleasant to you.
Sorry, I'm still thinking a lot of thoughts about this right now. And I feel bad that I don't have an immediate answer. But I gotta think about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she bought 4 acres.
Okay, like, so I'm questionable. Is OP the asshole? Absolutely not. Is OP taking it too far? That's where I'm kind of stuck on a fence.
No, you're not taking it too far because you called the cops. And it's, you know, something that she actually did. She came in, fucking damaged your fence, damaged your property.
Yes.
Came on, you know, fuck around and find out. That's exactly what it is. You came here. Just be glad you didn't get shot to fucking death like that fucking other dude, you know, shot 5 fucking people and then ran away. You know, because in Texas, guess what? You're on somebody else's property. They can shoot you to death. And especially if it's the middle of the night, guess what? What if your friend fucking woke up and like, who the fuck is that? Bam, 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 bam. Oh, it's Grams. Now she's dead. Because she came on the property when she wasn't invited. That is trespassing.
It is trespassing.
So, don't do that. And maybe if you would have been civil, maybe if you'd have been nice, you know, she could have came back. You could have mended some fucking relationships and, you know, hey, here, have a RV spot that you can stay. But yeah, I don't ask none of my family for nothing. I'm just like, hey, cool. So, yeah, Opie, you're not the asshole.
Oh, my God, I'm having an existential crisis right now.
You're a boss bitch. Just know that.
Oh, thank you.
No, not you. Like, you too.
What?
But
what?
This OP.
Gabby
G.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know. What's worse?
Let's see what the fucking comments say.
Actually, yes. Comments would make me feel better.
Not the asshole. Your family sounds toxic and your grandmother sounds mentally ill. Really, it's just her side of the family. I don't get it, to be honest. Not the asshole. Don't drop the charges for any reason. Keep local police informed and let them know that you're worried about potential violence and further property damage from them. And you would like to, like said department, to keep tabs on your family after this incident. Tell them not to contact you as well. Think of it as a restraining order. You might want to get some cameras.
Definitely get cameras.
Not the asshole. Taking it too far? No, ma'am. She took it too far when she turned vandal in retaliation for your refusal to put to be put in a precarious situation on your own property. Make sure the prosecuting attorneys know that you want any plea agreement to include a restraining order forbidding her to contact you, slander you, or come within 100 feet of your property. Do put in a good security system, especially if your work keeps you in the field for extended periods. Yeah, everyone's saying not the asshole.
It would so easily be able to take up by squatters too, like in that situation. There, if OP's away from the house that much.
I love it. Who is D? Who threw your aunt off the property? I didn't put in quote, Aunt D for short. My aunt sold the property and threw the other aunt off who originally owned it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking a bunch of family drama. And, you know, one person kind of came up. You know, honestly, I look around in my family and we're all doing pretty well. Everyone in my family is doing well. No one's come asking me for anything. So, not the asshole. I'm sure my wife will think of something later. But relationship advice. As always, if you have relationship advice that you want us to cover on this podcast, send it in to me, Alex the Truck.
Should we be giving relationship advice?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
At least me. Unlucky Cat 5406. I, 24 male, am no longer capable of taking care of my partner, 24 female. A throwaway account because I'm terrified of judgment. When I first started dating her, she... Jesus fucking block attacked. Format your shit, guys.
No. OP's having a rough time with this. Be patient.
When I first started dating her, she promised that I would always be taken care of emotionally and she would do the same. I'd do the same for her. I truly love her. I cannot do it anymore. I'm completely alone. There is no other person in my life besides her, and yet I am alone. She is sick and I cannot do anything, and the doctors are not helpful either. We've been dating almost 2 years, and I have physically taken care of her since she started deteriorating in December after I lost my job. She has serious stomach issues, which makes me have to shower her and make her
food,
help her walk, and even make phone calls for her, even though I can barely do it myself.
Oh my God, this shit is so painful.
She's been throwing up and barely able to hold down food. She's very weak and literally unable to do anything. On top of that, her family refuses to help her at all, and that's always pressuring me to somehow do even more than I already do. I take care of the house mostly by myself, save laundry, because her mother has an injury and is approaching seniority. My stepfather works 45 hours a week and does mostly outside maintenance. I am not a caretaker. She keeps getting denied disability because they do not believe her. She applied for right when we started dating. But at this point it is entirely self-sufficient, save a few things I could absolutely handle because of my love for her. But it's gone downhill rapidly, more than I can handle.
Oh.
So, yeah, this dude is having a fucking tough time taking care of his girl. I'm in my early 20s with no children. She's the same. I did not sign up for life as a caretaker. If I had a child...
No, you didn't.
I would take care of them, but she does not make it easy to take care of her either. I could be asking what she needs besides what I already provided, but she'll say no. Then 2 minutes later, after I sat down, she'll stumble into the kitchen, knocking things over and attempt to make cereal after all of that. Then my attempts to communicate with her, she cannot do that, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
She's in too much pain to ask me.
Of course she is. This is so awful. Like,
but you're not in too much pain to get up and do it yourself. I ask, she cries that it's my fault because I, the tired man, didn't ask nicely enough. I know old people can become very rude and unwelcoming if they of the help they require. This is the same woman that stunned me with her beauty and intellect 2 years ago. Her emotional intelligence was unparalleled. I am unable to find a job, but I cannot leave her for an hour without receiving a call on top of call. I was in the middle of building a life for myself and her, but now I don't think it will happen for anyone. And if I stay with her, my brother told me to post something on Reddit some time ago, but after tonight I had to. I would love nothing more to be with her if it was in better circumstances, but those circumstances cannot come into fruition if all my focus is on her. My own mental and physical health has taken a toll. I am definitely more irritated and less patient than I should be. I have gained weight, and my family says I am noticeably more melancholy. Too long didn't read. My partner requires care that I cannot continue giving. Do I tough it out and hope things will get better, or tell her I cannot do it anymore?
OP is perfectly welcome and fine to walk away. Like, this kind of situation sucks. And, like, being a family caretaker of a member, like, whether, like, whatever kind of relationship stance, is so exhausting. And if he's getting to the point where he feels this way and he's struggling with her, it is 100%. He should be able to say, hey, I can't do it anymore. I need help. And she needs actual caretakers who know how to do this. Like, she is at that point. OP should say something, and if necessary, walk away to protect himself.
So here's what I say. Get her to a doctor. Get her to a doctor that can diagnose her.
They're having trouble doing that because doctors.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of the first things you said. You know, go to a different doctor. You know, same thing with therapists. If you have a bad therapist, go to a different therapist. You know, you can jump around and find a therapist that is right for you.
Or even if you don't, or even if you just feel uncomfortable, that's okay to walk away.
Yeah, you don't.
You need to be comfortable with your therapist, or it doesn't work.
You don't have to show loyalty to a doctor or anything like that. You can, you know, leave them and just go to a different one. But yeah, like, go find a different doctor and, you know, go get a diagnosis. You know, like, yes, it's going to be expensive, and yes, it's going to fucking suck. But
OP is carrying everything, and her family is doing nothing to help her, which shows how much they care. OP can't do this alone, and he shouldn't have to, and this is exhausting.
Now, I assume people in the comments are going to be like, she's faking it. There's something missing here. The symptoms you describe are extremely severe. Having to shower her, how can there be no diagnosis? What exactly are her issues? First and foremost, she needs a diagnosis and more external help. Maybe even a psychiatric help from doctors, if doctors claim there's nothing wrong. I don't know what's going on with OP's girlfriend, but I had a friend with severe...
gastroparesis? What? This shit sucks.
And there is very little doctors could do.
There's nothing to be done.
she was trying to get disability.
Gone to three doctors.
Even after her healthiest, she was throwing up constantly throughout the day.
Oh, my God.
Which employers weren't exactly in love
with. Of course not. And medication's expensive. And then you start getting used to it.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but even on disability, you get so close to fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's disgusting and shameful.
Like, I know, you know, people that are on severe disability because they were born with chronic fucking diseases. And they've shown me their monthly check that they get, which was like $900 fucking.
It's fucking bullshit.
I'm like, how the fuck are you supposed to do anything with this?
You don't.
This is just like a fucking, hey, here, you can get some food and die in peace. But it's not enough to go buy a gun to kill yourself with.
That's literally it.
You know, if you're in the U.S., please find both a social worker to help her and suggest that she immediately apply for both SSI and Medicaid, Social Security income. You don't have to keep helping her. You've done so much already. Perhaps taking a break for your mental health would be best.
It would be best.
Letting her family know that they can step in.
For fuck's sake.
Just make sure that her social worker is aware that her family is neglectful.
So necessary.
So she can get the help she needs.
100%.
I hope they can take her to the ER and find someone that takes her condition seriously. My sister almost died from pyrenemus anemia.
I don't know how to say that either, babe. I can say anemia, but I can't say the word before that.
Precocious, P-E-R-N-I-C-I-O-U-S.
Babe, just move on.
As a teenager, and then in my early 20s due to ignorant and bad doctors. I hope she's able to get proper treatment soon. I wish you all well. So, yeah. I hate to say it, but, you know, if... You know, your girlfriend is a rock holding you down. You kind of have to leave.
And it's okay. And, like, you're going to feel guilty afterwards, but also it's so much lighter. Like, I can't tell you how many times when I have, like, an elderly cat come in and it's, like, 22 and they're giving it, like, 5 medications a day. They're doing all this extra stuff. And when we finally reach the point where quality of life is no more and we put it down, like, just the relief I see in them. And they feel so guilty about it. But that relief is necessary. You're feeling like that because you were under too much.
I mean, like, imagine, like, you're dating a chick that has a kid. And the kid looks up to you, sees you as a father figure. And then, like, this chick becomes toxic. And she is just a fucking nightmare. Every day of your life is a fucking nightmare. Cheating on you, all kinds of shit. You know, you don't have to, you know, stay in that relationship because that kid, you know, kind of needs you. You know, like, yeah, you're going to feel guilty. But, you know, getting out of that relationship is going to be the best thing for you.
See, like, if I ever get to the point where I need help taking care of you, I am going to ask for help.
I'm going to say there's a gun right here.
Exactly. You'll have to, like, talk me through it, though, because I don't even know if I could even hold a gun properly.
Yes, you know.
Can I just, like, bring a scalpel home from work?
No.
Why not?
Because that'll be fucking...
You know what? I'll just give you a sedative.
Here's the way I want to die. Okay. I want to overdose on fentanyl. All
right. I'm down with that. I can get you fentanyl.
Like, I want to take a bunch of hallucinogens and then OD on fentanyl.
I can get you the fentanyl.
And then just...
Easy just peasy.
Kinda, you know, go out into the sunset. And then that's it.
I'm going to go to jail one day for stealing drugs from work, aren't I?
Well, don't steal drugs from work. I can probably get fentanyl just... All I have to do is, like, hey, can I get some cocaine? And, like, fentanyl just comes free with it. Cocaine's not that crazy expensive.
I have no idea how much cocaine costs.
Thank you all so much for being here. We're going to go ahead and end it right there. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that bullshit. Alex the Truck everywhere. And as always...
You can send in your am I the assholes. You can send in your fucking relationship advice. And we'll do the best we can to try and help you out with your problems. Send in advice. Like, if you need advice on anything, send it in, Alex the Truck. I'll fucking read that shit and be like, yo, what up? Just send it straight in. You don't even have to be like, hey, I'm this guy. Just send it. Yeah, and I'll get to the next week. I don't pre-record any of these. And thank you. Peace.